got a good product here, not a has-been product. So,
and there's no bogus calls here either.
That's right. This is true. Yeah. So, you know, for those of you that went out and bought your New Orleans Saints plates anyway for the party, good for you. Anyway, we've got a Super Bowl of great local musicians that we try to share with you each and every week. And I think we've got another doozy tonight. Going to be a fun night to sit back. And we're going to meet Sophie Lockhart, who is kind of a newcomer to this region's music scene, has grown up in Ohio, went to school in Tennessee, and works here in the community now, and is active part of a kind of a music ministry, if you will, and has made some great connections that way in a very short period of time. But I think you're going to be impressed by the sounds of Sophie, Utah. You met her at an open mic night, as a matter of fact, in recent weeks and months, I guess.
Yeah, bumped into her a few times out and about, and it's like, we got to get her on the show, so... Yeah. Happening tonight.
So she's going to be sharing her music tonight. And of course, you know, we do this show every Sunday night, and you get to hear some of the songs emerge from this show into our regular rotation. But we celebrate this very show every year, once a year, in two different fashions. The Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival this year, presented by Woodman Life, who are standing strong for generations. We're learning their slogan and going to learn a little bit about them as we progress to the Band Jam. But also, during that set event, we honor one local band or musician with the Grassy Award, and that's announced every year at the Band Jam. And, of course, I think Sophie's kind of connected to one of our reigning champions and two-time champs, Anger the Ant. We'll find out more about that. But we celebrate that every July at Cooper's Lake Campground, and we're so excited this year to be back again with a great list of musicians, and we've been revealing those on Friday mornings and just making plans to have a great weekend at Cooper's Lake Campground.
You know, it just dawned on me that out there at Cooper's Lake Campground, where we hold the Band Jam, it's a nice little natural bowl there that we use. That's a real Super Bowl right there.
How about
that?
July
12th and 13th. Yeah. You want a Super Bowl, you come to the Band Jam.
That's right. It is. It's a super, super, super bowl to sit back and enjoy some great music. That's a great correlation right there. And of course, we have a fun weekend. You know, great to have McDonald's Restaurants back for the third year in a row as our main stage sponsor. We're honored to have them back. And of course, Shady Lady Productions and The Rock Station 97.7 created this little puppy. And right out of the gate, we had our friends from Lamatt Productions come in and take care of the sound and lights. And they do a magnificent job. And they've been a key component of the Band Jam.
Yep, and we're welcoming back Cummings Coffee also for his second year, and a new one, Aqua Solutions. They're on board as well. Of course, the whole thing, as you mentioned earlier, is brought to you by Woodman Life from right here in Butler.
Aqua Solutions for clean, clear, beautiful, soft water. So you'd think Madge had her fingers in it, you know? Remember that commercial?
Oh, I do. Wow. Hey, we're not that old. I've seen it on YouTube.
Oh, okay. I got you. So, but, yeah, excited to have some of the mainstays announced. We've been announcing right out of the gate some of the acts that are back, and they just have become fan favorites. Just putting on a great show, supporting the cause, and really, really getting people involved. And that's the fun part of the thing. And I thought last year was kind of a breakthrough year for some new people coming in and finding the camping experience. And, of course, we've talked about people coming in from other states because they found the Band Jam, Grassroots Music Festival in Cooper's Lake. And it's just a perfect reunion, an opportunity for you to bring the whole family, because we don't charge kids 17 and under. You can bring them in free, and it's only $20 for your entire weekend.
Yeah, can't beat that for 20-plus bands maybe, $20. There's no better value.
Absolutely. None. TheBandJam.com is the website. You can hop on, see a little bit about some of the sponsors, what the event is all about, even see some remarks from people that have been there in the past, just to get a little sample of the experience. And then you can order your tickets right online if you like, or if not, drop into our studios, Pillow Street in Butler, and we can get them to you. Of course, you can also link over to Cooper's Lake Campground, because camping, if you want to stay for the weekend, is separate from the Band Jam admission price. But you can go out, you know, we've had people setting up out there on Thursday, and then, you know, they've got to be out the door by Sunday because they have another big event coming in. But you can stay for a nice few days and make it an awesome weekend.
Totally recommend it.
Yes. Recommend you stick around, too. Sophie Lockhart going to be joining us. But first, we're going to get to some tunes, and this is a new cut from one of the Nameless in August CDs that we're going to play for you, called Name of the Game.
All right, and we're going to follow that up with some Sam Stuckey and his song Hush Little Baby.
And we're going to talk a little bit about one of the sponsors a little bit later on in the show as well. But they're our first segment sponsor, and that's Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler. And I have a feeling that our next guest has graced a little time inside the walls of the Meat Locker Recording Studio. But, of course, Jim Harpell is the owner of that facility and has built a just a really cool institution here in downtown Butler for you to record something in if you're a musician and you'd like to be heard, whether it's here on the Grassroots Show or just in general. Contact Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler. They will do a great job recording you. Let's get to the music here tonight. It's the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7 FM.
Until you play your hand, coming in high. When I see those coming, you never know until you play your hand. Suicide kings being brought to their knees. You had them in your grip, gave them a flick. That was poor boys. Never knew until they played your hand. Playful disaster. Never know until you play your hand.
see what you've done, but it don't matter anyway. You won't change no matter what I say. No, you won't ever change, no matter what I do or say.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
We appreciate you tuning in here tonight to the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7. Bob in Utah with you. And we're being brought to you this segment by the Rainbow Inn for lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. Find them at 323 2nd Street in Freeport. In fact, if you're going in to downtown Freeport via Route 356, you basically can't go anywhere in Freeport without passing by the Rainbow Inn. And why pass it by? Stop on in first. Make it your first stop because they got a man can down there waiting for you as well.
Yes, I've been enjoying a few of those lately, so good. Maybe you'll bump into me. But you have to go there and tell them thanks. And we need to change that spot. I said that before the new year. We got to fix that.
Well, they are there Monday through Saturday, so stop on by for a refreshingly good time. We're very excited to have a local musician visiting with us, and this is the first opportunity I've had to meet her. I know Utah, you've bumped into her at some open mics and the like, and that's Sophie Lockhart joining us tonight.
Hi, how you doing?
Welcome to the show.
Good, thanks.
Give us a little background of Sophie. Introduce yourself. Tell us where you're from.
Yeah, so I'm originally from Dayton, Ohio. That's where I grew up. And then I went off to college for 4 years in Southeast Tennessee in Chattanooga area. And now here I am in Butler, Pennsylvania area. First job out of college and doing music. And that's kind of where I'm from and everything. And just, yeah, happy to be here. I've been here about 7 months now.
So. 7 months. Okay.
Yeah.
So a newcomer to this scene a little bit. But obviously music has led you this way and gotten you involved in work here.
Absolutely, yeah. I was really excited when I came here and started going to some of the local open mics just to see that there is a thriving music scene in Butler that I'm able to jump into, and honored that people have kind of let me already jump into those things and start playing shows and just doing what I love to do. So it's pretty awesome, yeah.
Now you're involved in the Crossfire music?
Yes.
In service?
Yeah, so I'm the music director at Crossfire, which is a campus of First Church in Butler. And that's kind of why I came here, was to take that position. And that's been awesome, too, just getting to play with those guys every week. And, you know, every Sunday we get to play music together. It's pretty amazing. So,
you know, over the years that Crossfire has been around, it's amazing to me to hear the different names and the talent that has come across that particular service. I mean, there's some pretty amazing individuals that have been a part of that.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a really long history, and a lot of it involves music and just, you know, how music can impact people and bring people in. So it's pretty exciting to get to be a part of that.
That's cool. Definitely. So what led you down a musical path? Did you have a musical family, or is this something that you just kind of struck a chord with early on?
Literally.
Yeah.
No pun intended. Yeah. So actually, not really. I'm really the only one in my family who plays music. But, you know, I always enjoyed it ever since I was a kid, but it was really when I got kind of into middle school, like 12, 13 years old, and I started playing saxophone, actually. And it just opened the door to a lot of different musical styles I hadn't experienced before. And I just loved practicing. I loved to play. And then that kind of piqued my interest, and I started learning other instruments. And, like, I took piano lessons as a kid, but I didn't care. I didn't practice or anything. But then, like, after I started playing saxophone, I was just motivated to do more with music. And got into high school and learned guitar, and then started writing songs. And I remember, like, my first performance in front of my school was, like, my sophomore talent show at my high school. And I was so nervous that the orchestra director literally, like, had to push me onto the stage and, like, actually make me perform. But I look back on that moment, it was kind of a turning point. Like, it was just, that was something that ever since then I've just wanted to keep playing and started, you know, playing out more. And just, I think I kind of needed that push to just feel comfortable doing it. But yeah, so that led me to just really fall in love with music and with performing and writing songs in particular. And then when I got into college, I studied music, and that was my major. And I don't regret that at all. It was so much fun. I loved really going in depth and just learning more about it. So now here I am still doing music. So I guess it all worked out.
So you needed that push on stage.
Yeah.
Did that help you overcome the fear? Did that performance carry into, okay, I can do this?
Yeah, I think that was a big piece of it. Like, I had done other performances and stuff. And, like, I grew up in church and was playing and doing stuff with that. But I had never been, like, I mean, it was just me and a guitar. And I'd been playing guitar for, like, maybe 6 months tops. And I was just like, I had never really sung, especially in front of my school. I'd always been playing my horn. So it was just, I think I really needed that. And it did, you know, it was kind of a turning point. It did carry into what I'm doing now. Like, I look back on that experience, and I thank that audience for encouraging me and that orchestra director for making me go on. So
that's
yeah,
cool. That's
yeah.
that's an awesome story. So when did you first figure out the writing process that you could put pen to paper and put what you wrote down into music?
Yeah, so I think it's an ongoing thing for mm-hmm. sure, but I know I wrote songs, quote unquote, when I was in like middle school, and they were terrible, they were awful, and it was just for fun. It wasn't really for a purpose. But then when I got into high school and I learned guitar, for some reason that just clicked, and it just kind of that door opened up to me as well. And just I started writing. I've always enjoyed writing on its own and music on its own, and I was like, why not? I like being creative and trying this. And I don't think I realized that I was passionate about it and really wanted to do it with my life, though, till I was late high school, college, and that's when I started thinking about, you know, writing songs and really getting good at the craft of writing songs and trying to record and make an EP and stuff like that. And, you know, really challenged myself to just keep writing and getting better. So,
yeah,
definitely.
Who were some of the influences that you've drawn yourself to and has helped to shape what Sophie Lockhart presents?
Yeah, so I guess just some musicians that I admire. I love John Mayer. He's a big one. I love Jason Mraz. Obviously, the Beatles. I mean, can't go wrong with John Lennon, Paul McCartney. I mean, and there are plenty of others, but I think some of my biggest influences have just been people around me and mentors. Like, I had a mentor in college. Her name is Babby Mason, and she was a Christian songwriter, still is, but especially a few, you know, back in the heyday, she was doing a lot of stuff with gospel and contemporary Christian music, and I really got a chance to kind of be mentored by her in college. And she was one of those teachers, like, I'd come in with a song, like, hey, critique this. And she would be like, it's terrible, go fix it. And I had to, you know, just suck it up and get the thick skin and go fix it. I was like, you know, it was just like, you know, rhyme schemes off or whatever. And just those little things that they may not seem like they matter, and to a point they don't, but there's just something so satisfying about getting it right. Mm-hmm. And so she was definitely a huge influence on me as well.
And to have somebody like that that's had success at a higher level, to
absolutely
be able to say, this is going to work, this isn't going to work, this is what you need to find.
Absolutely, yeah. I think she really saw what I could be, not mm-hmm. just what I was cool. at the time, and just really helped me reach that. So,
can we ask you what school you went to?
Yeah, I went to Lee University. It's in Cleveland, Tennessee, so in between Chattanooga and Knoxville.
Yeah,
but,
gotcha.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, well, that's awesome. Sophie Lockhart's joining us here tonight. And she has been out and about, maybe at a open mic near you, and we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up. But you do have some songs you're going to share with us here tonight, and one of them is called Here to Stay.
Yes.
Give us a little background of that song. How did that evolve?
Yeah, so I wrote Here to Stay after my first visit to New York City. I went to New York City with some friends of mine as a part of an ensemble in college, and we were just there for a day, but I loved it. And there's a line in the song that talks about buy a ticket to Manhattan, meet me at the metro station. Just like, I remember that day just being so much fun, and I wanted this song to be fun. And the message of it is really saying, like, you know, I'm looking up at all these big buildings and thinking of all the people who've probably come to that city to make a name for themselves or do something with their life, and just knowing, like, that's not going to happen for all of them, but there's still going to be people in their life that are constants. And so the whole song is just saying, like, even though everything around you is changing or fading or, you know, fleeting, whatever, I'm going to be that person who's here to stay. I'm going to stay by your side. So that's kind of the message of the song. And it was one of my favorite ones to write and record, and I still love to perform it. So
awesome. Well, here it is. It's Sophie Lockhart tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7, and her song, Here to Stay.
Don't you worry, we'll get through. And I know that we can make it happen by a ticket to Manhattan. Meet me at the metro station, baby, I'll be waiting for you. This city's gonna break your heart. This moment's gonna run away. And the love you've known, all the ways you've grown, are gonna change, gonna fade, gonna be replaced. Well, baby, as for me, I'm here to stay. New apartments, wedding vows, and darling, everything is always changing. Gotta do some rearranging, but we keep our fire burning and we never let it go out. No, we don't. This city's gonna break your heart. This moment's gonna run away. And the love you've known, all the ways you've grown, are gonna change, gonna fade, gonna be replaced. Well, baby, as for me, I'm here to stay. And say you love me. And baby, every day you got me flying. Even after all this time, and I can't keep myself from smiling, cause I get to smile with you. This city's gonna break your heart. This moment's gonna run away.
It's right down the block. Let's go. Oh, oh. We'll sit and talk. Cappuccino, please. How's your family? How's home? Oh, oh. And the way you talk when you have a lot to say. Oh, oh. I am alright, but I feel alone when I'm on my own sometimes. Oh, and I want you here with me. Can you come to Tennessee? And we'll stay up all night under the starlight. We will laugh until we cry. Downtown adventures, memories forever. We will finally feel alive. And it all seems crystal clear. I just wish that you were here. Wish you were here. Wish you were here. please take me back to the good old days in the summer games we played. Oh, oh. And we were so free, and I know we'll change, but for now let's stay the same. Oh, oh. And I want you here with me. Can you come to Tennessee? And we'll stay up all night under the starlight. We will laugh until we cry. Downtown adventures, memories forever. We will finally feel alive. And it all seems crystal clear. I just wish that you were here. Wish you were here. Wish you were here. And we'll stay up all night under the starlight. We will laugh until we cry. Downtown adventures, memories forever. We will finally feel alive. And it all seems crystal clear. I just wish that you were here. Wish you were here. Wish you were here.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
We welcome you back to the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. We're being presented this segment anyway by the place you'll find Butler's Best Hot Sausage, a full line of smoked beef sticks, various cuts of steaks, meats, deli meats, cheeses, homemade sides and salads, you name it. They have just about everything that's right at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. We're talking about Broz's Superette, where they are high in the hill and right on the price and create their own background music for their commercials. That's how talented they are. They support the local music scene. They're part of it. And they are part of the local scene in general when you talk about local businesses. We like to talk about hometown businesses where you're going to get fresh-cut stuff when you're talking about Broz's Superette. It's not trucked in from somebody else. They cut it up. They dice it up. They create it. Many, many things that could be a side for your dinner tonight or lunch today or that special snack. And maybe you had some tonight for the Super Bowl.
I was going to say, if you're wasting your time watching the Super Bowl and not listening to us,
that's right.
That's a mistake right there. But so hopefully you did go to Broz's.
Hopefully you enjoyed the afternoon festivities and you're tuned in live or via on demand at 977rocks.com. We don't begrudge you if you have tuned in late, just as long as you've tuned in, because you just heard some great music and you're going to hear some more great music from Sophie Lockhart, who has joined us here tonight. You heard a song, Here to Stay, and then Wish You Were Here. Sophie, give us a little background to that song.
Yeah, so the song Wish You Were Here, it kind of is what it sounds like. It's a song about just missing people. I wrote that in my dorm when I was in college about just missing my friends back home, because I was in school in Tennessee and they were in Ohio, and I had a couple really good friends from high school. We called ourselves the Four Musketeers, and like we did everything together. And so when I went off to school, I really missed them, and kind of wrote that song for them. But I think if you've ever missed anyone, hopefully you can relate to just that feeling of wishing they were with you, for sure.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And you have some beautiful guitar playing. I mean, you mentioned earlier about how, you know, the guitar kind of drew the songwriting process out of you, and I can see that. I mean, you blend everything perfectly. It really is beautiful.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I appreciate that.
So where do you draw those inspirations then? I mean, obviously you had a story there and a connection, and a thought came to mind of missing some people. When does that happen, and how does it happen, I guess?
Yeah. You know, I'm not sure there's a good answer. I think I just I got some advice early on when I started writing songs from a guy named Marvin Mumford, who just said to be inspired by anything and everything. And so that sounds a lot easier than it is, but I think it's almost like training your brain to like look for those moments or phrases that you hear people say, mm-hmm. or a melody that you hear, and you know, jumping on it and taking that extra 30 seconds to record it before you forget it, or write it down before you forget it. And then from there, like, I try to set up times every week where I'm actively writing. It's just, you know, I can fall back on those things that I wrote down, just what is on my heart at that moment in time that I can really reach to. And I definitely think there's a piece of me in every song that I write, and there's usually a story behind it as well. But I do just like telling stories too. So anything that I'm inspired by, I'm thankful that that can be hopefully turned into a decent song. So.
I've just often marveled when you listen to a song and there might be that particular catchphrase that makes a song strong or whatever, but to hear those moments come from somebody else and you can identify with those is something very special. And I think that's what makes music so special, is that connection that you make as a performer and writer to the listener, and it kind of puts everybody together in the same little melting pot, if you will.
Yeah.
And that's always so cool, and I've heard that in those first two songs that you connected to, you know, because you're making a connection. It's an important for you, but also it, you know, it drew us in as listeners too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I do think that's a pretty awesome thing. It's very unifying to have that experience, I think. I guess that's a good word for it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Now, you've recently released a few singles and one recently back in August, but also mm-hmm. you've done an EP as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. So when I was in college, I decided I wanted to take some of the songs that I'd been writing and put out a record, and it's just something I'd been wanting to do for a long time, and I was very thankful that I had some very talented friends at my school who wanted to play on record and just were good at production, and I was just like, let's do it. And so did the fundraiser for it and everything, and was very grateful that I was able to fund it and just jumped in. And it's called the Here to Stay EP. It was released in October 2016. And you can maybe get it at shows. I don't have a ton of physical copies left, but I do have some. So that's definitely a great place to come get one, just if you ever know that I'm playing and you want to come find one. But it's also on all digital platforms as well, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, all that stuff. So I released that in 2016, and that's just five of my favorite songs that I've written. Mm-hmm. You know, that's no really rhyme or reason to it other than that.
Yeah.
And then after that, I released a couple singles in 2017. One is called Heart on Display, and the other is called All Along. And those are both songs that I just love to play as well. And again, just personal songs, but fun ones too. And then in 2018, just a couple months ago in August, I released Come Around. And that one, I call it a stalker song. I literally wrote it about an attractive guy that walked into a coffee shop, and I like found him on Instagram and like just wrote a song about it.
Cool.
About the experience. So that one to me may be the most fun one that I've released. So,
yeah. That's very cool. And I did see some posts in the last week here that you were visiting another recording studio that happens to be one of our sponsors, and we're performing on an upcoming album that we would be anxious to hear.
Yeah, I was really thankful. My friend Zach Rivito plays guitar for Anger the Ant, and they're working on their second album, and I was very thankful that he invited me to come play saxophone on one of their songs, and what I heard sounded awesome, so I'm really looking forward to hearing the whole thing come together. But it was a great experience,
though.
That's
cool.
They're a two-time Grassy Award-winning band, so.
And the reigning champions, so yes.
They're pretty awesome, absolutely.
So now, had you used saxophone in your own material recording songs, or was this a first for that angle?
You know, it's kind of ironic because it's probably my favorite instrument to play, but I haven't used it in my own stuff. It just kind of... it was like you get to the end of the you know, finally getting the whole EP together. It's just like, we don't have time, you know. That's really what it came down to. Was just, you know, we were all parting ways for the summer and we just didn't have time to throw it in there. But I try to incorporate it in live shows when I can.
Okay.
Even if it's not me, just have someone come play saxophone. And I do incorporate violin a lot too. I have a friend who's a really talented violinist and brought him in for stuff like that. I enjoy using different instruments and just making that song come to life that way. So, yeah.
When you recorded the EP, was there a studio at the school that you were able to access?
Kind of. So my buddy Luke Wild and Mitchell Goodpasture, two of my friends from school, and they had actually kind of built a studio at a local building, kind of similar to Meat Locker, actually.
Okay.
On a much smaller scale, but the whole purpose of it was more to help local artists be able to make music videos, be able to record, and they're just very talented guys, and they were friends of mine, so they offered, and it made sense to do it, and I had heard what they've done before, and it was great. So,
that's cool.
Yeah, I was very grateful that they did that, and they took the initiative and went for it, and they've helped a lot of artists, you know, succeed because of it. So
that's cool.
It's pretty awesome.
So where can people catch Sophie Lockhart playing? I know we've talked about open mics and such. Do you get out and try to play off?
Yeah, I try to. And I'm at a point now where I've been here long enough. I'm trying to do it more, just reach out to different places. And I have a show coming up at the Steamworks Creative in Gibsonia. And it's on February 12th. It's a Tuesday night. So I'm really excited about that. It's kind of a listening room setting, and I've never been there, but I'm super excited about it. So.
That's the one hosted by Mary Lou Scherter, right?
Yes, it is.
Cool. Yep. Yeah, so you'll have that opportunity. That's just another week or so down the road here already.
Yeah.
Can you believe it? That's awesome, and they do a great job down there, so I know you'll enjoy that. And any favorite open mics that you try to hit every once in a while?
Yeah, so I love Recon Brewing in Butler, you know, really close to where I work at Crossfire, actually. They're awesome, and they're very supportive, I feel like, of the local music scene, and they're trying to bring people in every week. And even, you know, I was talking to the owner last time I was there, and he's just really passionate about rotating people and making sure they get in every few months. And they do have a monthly open mic, I believe, as well. And Zach Revito was hosting that, and we'll see kind of what the future of that looks like. But it's a great place for local artists to come in, and I try to go when I can, just as much as I can. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
And of course, the Crossfire, anybody can stop by and join in on that, right?
Sunday mornings, 9:45, or you can watch online too.
So you performing here this morning wasn't too far of a stretch.
Honestly, yeah, you're not wrong.
We always have that concern because we do record this show on a Monday morning at 9:30, and you know, sometimes that's difficult for artists.
I mean, I'm glad that I'm used to it. Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. Sophie, a pleasure speaking with you tonight. We were so glad you were able to come in and share your talents with the listeners out there on the Grassroots Show. We wish you the best of luck in the future, both professionally and, both angles of the profession, I guess you could say.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you for having me. It was a great experience.
So you have, can people follow you on Facebook or any kind of social media?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm on Facebook pretty actively, so you can just look up Sophie Lockhart, and there's a musician page. I also have Instagram, that's Sophie Lockhart 4. Twitter is S Lockhart Music. YouTube channel, you can just type in my name.
Okay.
I do have a website, SophieLockhartMusic.com, so you can go any of those places and kind of keep up with what I'm doing. So
phenomenal. And you can catch her live Tuesday, February 12th, down at Steamworks Creative. So encourage. And that will also be streamed on live, too. Mary Lou always does a great job promoting that and handling that.
Yeah,
so
thank you.
Enjoy it. Yeah. Well, we're going to have two more songs here, Skeletons and Always Love You. Give us a little intro to those.
Yeah, so Skeletons is a song, I play it at shows a lot, but it's a newer one, so it hasn't been released yet. And it's one that, honestly, it's a little different than what I normally do. I feel like I normally am writing kind of a, I don't want to say upbeat, but just kind of like positive outlook. And this one's a little bit darker, but I think it's honest. It's just about one person in particular in my life forever ago who just felt like they were never fully honest with me or with people that I knew, and probably caused a lot of hurt because of that, and just, you know, keeping those skeletons in their closet. Yeah. And kind of being a little manipulative, and just, you know, the whole this whole song was just kind of inspired by that situation, just, you know, sort of encouraging them to stop, like, you know, set the skeletons free and just don't be that way anymore.
Gotcha. Yeah. And then Always Love You. And boy, I could hear this one probably being played at somebody's wedding. You know,
That's kind of what it ended up being, actually. I just wanted to write a love song, so that's kind of where it started. But it ended up, I got to play it at my big brother's wedding, which was a beautiful experience. So, and a few of my friends have been married since then. I've played it for their weddings too. And I was very kind of excited with how it turned out. I didn't think it was going to turn out as, you know, just fruitful as it's been. Just people have really gravitated toward it. And so that one, it's kind of turned in, turned into my brother's wedding song. And I'm very close to him, so that was really cool to see it become that, for sure.
That's awesome. Thanks again, Sophie.
Thank you.
Sophie Lockhart here tonight on The Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
There's a side to you that I've never ever seen, and I'm not sure that I want to, dear, 'cause honestly it scares me. But I know that you must be burying it deep, and that really can't be healthy, so you've gotta tell somebody. But you won't, 'cause you are so afraid of what everybody else is gonna say. And if you don't, the consequence is great, 'cause you're gonna lose your mind and go insane. You've got your secrets locked up through weather keys, so they're never getting out. You've got your prison guards watching everything. Better hope they wash their mouths. Every past mistake, every dirty deed, every lie you caught up in, they're kept in the dark, longing to be free, piled up your closet, all your skeletons. All your skeletons. Oh, 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 oh. Got that look again in your big old crazy eyes, like you did a sinful thing, and now you're trying to disguise it with a laugh, a smile, yet you know it isn't wise to pretend that you are perfect and you've never had a dark side. But you will, 'cause you are so afraid of what everybody else is gonna say. But even still, the consequence is great, 'cause you're gonna lose your mind and go insane. Got your secrets locked, your prison guards watching everything. Better hope they wash their mouths. Every past mistake, every dirty deed, every lie you caught up in, they're kept in the dark, longing to be free, piled up in your closet. All your skeletons. Oh, got your secrets locked up through a weather key, so they're never getting out. You've got your prison guards watching everything. Better hope they watch their mouths. Every past mistake, every dirty deed, every lie you caught up in, they're at you, my heart seems to stop. Can't even remember my name. You know what I am, you see every scar. But you still love me anyway. You are everything that I want to be. For better or worse, I'm nothing but yours. Will you be by your side with my hands in yours? There's no place that I'd rather be. A picture of grace, your love is so pure. I just can't believe you chose me. You are everything that I want to be. For better or worse, I'm nothing but yours. Will you be mine? Oh, I'll write you a love song. It's all I can do. So here it goes, darling. I'm in love with you. No matter the trials or things we go through, remember, my darling, let me become a we. I'll fall into you and you'll fall into me. And we can't be broken, we already are. Through sickness and health, oh, we've made it this far. And we won't give up, it's worth fighting for. And we will not drown, oh, we will reach the shore. For better or worse, we won't lose our hope. Till death do us part. Oh, I will write you a love song. It's all I can do. So here it goes, darling. I'm in love with you. No matter the trials or things we go through, remember, my darling, I'll always love you. Always love.
Rosie Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. And Rosie's is the king of ham loaf in Butler. Make sure you try their kibasi or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie's Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie's Superette.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Coming up Friday, February 8th, it's a Hawkeyes acoustic performance at Cellarworks Brewing in Sarver. Also on the 8th, join Washboard Tony at Cummings Coffee West at 7 p.m. And then on Saturday, February 9th, he'll hit the Lindora Hotel from 8:30 to 10:30. Also on Saturday, February 9th, Jimmy and the Frogmen will be at Froggy's, Liberty Avenue, Pittsburgh. Or head over to Lisbon, Ohio, where Bobby Thompson and the Groove will be grooving at Social 45. And mark your calendar for the return of Artie Tedesco, Saturday, February 23rd at the Hard Rock Cafe in Pittsburgh with special guests, the Matt Barranti Band. This will be Artie's first concert here in Pittsburgh in two decades.
Doors open at 7:30, show at 8:30, and the show will benefit Building Homes for Heroes. That's Saturday, February 23rd at the Hard Rock. And on the Shady Lady concert calendar, get geared up for the Heartbreakers Ball, an annual Shady Lady event at Peter B's, Saturday, February 16th, featuring Order 66, Repo Man, and 2KD. And then a month later, it's St. Patrick's Day Brutality coming Saturday, March 16th. And on Saturday, April 6th, mark your calendars and get your tickets now for Ales for Athletes, presented by Ryan's Run. It's our first Rock Done Right tour stop of 2019, and it'll be again at the Vagabonds Hall in Lindora. Ales for Athletes will benefit Butler County Special Olympics and a new take for Ryan's Run, as it'll feature craft breweries serving up the best brews in Butler County. There will be an all-you-can-eat dinner, raffles, auctions, 50-50, and live music with the Noble Hops Band and Darren and Craig. Get your tickets today online through ShowClicks or at participating breweries.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Well, here we are back on a Sunday night with our local music show, The Grassroots Show. We appreciate Sophie Lockhart joining us here tonight. And, wow, just some amazing music right there. And I hope you'll get an opportunity to catch her, maybe down at Steamworks Creative even. Great little facility that you can get out and support local music. Any of the open mics, seems to be a lot of those bubbling up. As we heard in our previous show ahead of this, Utah was live out and about, and there's just a lot going on with the scene right now that I think is very positive as far as some of those open mic and open opportunities. And boy, it's always, you know, it's always amazing to see the talent that does show up just to share their talents at some of those sites.
Yep, and it's as we were discussing, it's kind of been a theme so far this year too. They're a great opportunity for people who are new and wanting to get out and put their foot in this and give it a try and see how it goes. Usually the crowds are very warm and welcoming, and it's a great opportunity for new and seasoned artists to get out.
And that's what's cool about this particular scene right now is the fact that people are welcoming. You know, and they're supportive of people who get up on stage and share their craft and their talents. This society that we've become, where we're faces in the phones and not paying attention. You know, it's good to see that opportunity being shared and being accepted. So
yeah,
that's big.
You know, and that's one of the cool things about the Steamworks, that she's going to be at the Steamworks creative session, is that's kind of a phone-free zone. The people mm-hmm. there are to listen. It yeah. truly is a listening room. And congratulations to them, because they just recently celebrated 1 year of being
that.
Open. So
can't believe it's been a year already.
I can't either.
Of course, I can't believe we've been doing this for 7.
So well, there you go.
Yeah. And Band Jam for 7. And check out thebandjam.com. Get your tickets and find out more about our special event, July 12th and 13th at Cooper's Lake Campground. Don't forget, all of our shows are archived and streamed at 977rocks.com. And so if you did happen to watch that silly game tonight, you can still catch us, as you probably are.
I'm surprised they didn't have us be the halftime entertainment.
Yeah, really. We would have been a whole lot better than that thing. Anyway. We appreciate you tuning in and supporting the local music cause, and I hope you'll get out and see a local show. If you have a song that you'd like to share with us, or a stop that you're going to be at, let us know. grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. Love to stay in touch with you. We're going to do the song Stones Throw Away. This was the most recent single from the Hawkeyes, and of course they're working on a new CD, and we're going to be anxious to visit with them as that time draws near. But this is actually beginning some national chart reception, and of course we're playing it here on 97.7, not only on the Grassroots Show but in regular rotation. But it was very cool to see them chart on the classic rock charts across the nation. So the Hawkeyes making some buzz, and we're excited to see that. So we'll play their latest song.
All right, good stuff. And we got this song called Agony from a band called 30 Days of Pain. This was part of a six-pack metal compilation that was released by Dead Sea Records. So 30 Days of Pain, they've been around a decade at least, I believe. So we'll throw it on their song Agony. Take the show out and out.
All right, and we'll see you again next Sunday night for local music with the Grassroots Show on the Rock Station 97.7.
A whoa, a whoa, a whoa.
so easy to choose. It seems too simple, like sleeping the hurt. The way your life seems so absurd. Gotta break away. I'm in agony. Is there more for me? As I see what have they done to me? Is my pain and suffering self-reflection? Look within, dying now of what I've been. Stepping forward but falling back. Turn on the TV, another attack. Blaming lies for what gain? These times we live in seem so insane. Learn nothing from history. Gotta break away. I'm in agony. Is there more for me? Through blind eyes I see. What have they done to me? He's my pain and suffering.
Broadcasting the best rock across all of Western Pennsylvania. WLER FM Butler Cranberry.
You're bound to rumble, shouting the sing that. Da 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 da.
The Rock Station 97.7.
Station 97.7. Rock Station. 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. On The Rock Station. 97.7.
Rock Station 97.7.
Hey, Rock Station Nation, join the Rock Show every Wednesday for Water Cooler Wednesday, presented by Culligan Water. Listen at 7:25 as Jay and Kayla bring the Water Cooler Talk on the air, and then you can go to 977rocks.com where you can weigh in on our poll question as well as join the conversation. So tune in every Wednesday for Water Cooler Wednesday, presented by Culligan Water on the Rock Station 97.7.
Listen up, you guys. Seriously, listen to me.
It's time to rock.
The Rock Station.
Yeah. Mick?
Okay.
All right, fellas.
so hard living with the things you do to me. Oh, why things are getting so strange. I like to tell you everything I see.
Passionate one.
Oh yeah, it was like lightning. Everybody was frightening, and the music was soothing, and they all started grooving.
Yeah.
And the man at the back said everyone attack, and it turned into a ballroom blitz. And the girl in the corner said, boy, I want a money, it'll turn into a ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz.
Touching heaven's all I ever could. Oh, I softly call you over, and you feel there's nothing left in you.
Drag you down and sell you out. Run.